This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Today, it is going to be quite an interesting one. My name is Mudiwa Mob Justice Kavaza. I am the host of the Business Buzz Show here on Voice of Vets Radio. And for today, we're going to be joined by quite an esteemed panel of guests that are all going to be talking about, various issues in and around the world of entrepreneurship. So to get the ball rolling, we are joined by our keynote speaker for today. That is Sibusiso Leope, otherwise known as DJ Spoo. He is an author, a serial entrepreneur, a media personality. The list can go on and on. So we're just going to hear from him for a few minutes as he reflects on his own entrepreneurship journey and also what it means for South Africa and beyond. Over to you, DJ.
Thank you so much, brother, for having me up. Yeah, and I would like to appreciate the institution and the students and the other panelists as well. I've had the pleasure of being blessed to have co-paneled with them in the past in other conferences. The DigiFi Africa ladies and the team, I'm very proud of what they've achieved. And in just educating the market out there, they've been on this journey for a number of years. And it's quite interesting that now we are speaking in 2021. And I also would like to pass my regards to every other panelist that is a part of this and all the students as well. I mean, my entrepreneurial journey began at MBC. You know, I'm your typical guy that sells inkausa or amalustro ekoneni. I'm your typical guy that sells ama ice lapine ekoneni. I'm that kid that goes around with the taxi driver and they call him that stopper boy. You know, we would have people conversating. He would join conversations and I would create relationships in the taxi. Or I'm just that mama that sells vegetables in the corner, you know. So I'm just like any other person that is a part of this. And I grew up like that. But I grew up from a home that was business orientated. My mother, she ran a hair salon business. My mother also had a spaza shop. That's why I used to sell loose straws. We used to sell bread. We used to sell convenience things for the community. I'm a cold drink. And I always used to come up with ideas to try and make our spaza shop better, you know. So only now I look back and I'm like, that was actually brilliant. The fact that I could see that I wasn't going to be having any chance to go play with other kids. I was just sentenced to sell at the spaza shop every time after school. So might as well, let me make it entertaining. So let me convince my parents to have like on the video games at the spaza there. But let me make it entertaining. Let me make it fun. Little did I know that that would drop onto me and that's what I would do for the rest of my life, which is what I advocate right now to say every black family needs to be owning a business or needs to be selling something on the side or having some sort of a side hustle. Because when children grow up under an environment where there is a trading happening in the home, they're most likely to become very savvy when it comes to money at a later stage when they're older. They're most likely to end up becoming salespeople. They're most likely to end up becoming entrepreneurs, which is what has happened to me. And I don't think I'm the only one. I think a lot of other people out there who grew up under those circumstances end up becoming business people themselves at a later stage. And I would like to encourage people to do that, especially black families in our black households. And for me, I mean, I participated in everything. And I would say I attribute working on my parents' spaza, I attribute all of my success or most of my success to that because it got me out of trouble, but it also gave me an opportunity to interact with different people on a daily basis. It gave me an opportunity to solve problems, to count money, to be very astute when it comes to my mathematics, to know my stock taking, to know what stock I needed there, to be creative around the business, and to informally become a trader, which is what I am today. I'm involved in various businesses. Obviously, having started in my early 20s in the music business, the entertainment business also makes you very astute because you get to travel a lot, you get to meet different people, you get to interact with promoters, you get to sit in boardroom meetings with record companies, negotiating deals, negotiating albums, album releases, coming up with strategies when to drop the albums, marketing campaigns, doing events. That sort of even made me sharper. And I became even more sharper when I evolved from the music business into fully getting into business, starting a company called Leadership 2020, which we had a vision to make entrepreneurship cool and to make it the main narrative by the year 2020. I remember when we started Leadership 2020 in 2013, a lot of people didn't understand what we were doing. And when we used to say to people, we want to impact over 1 million South African lives and we want to turn them into entrepreneurs, a lot of people thought we were crazy. And we are very blessed to have been one of the voices or one of the pioneers of the entrepreneurial or entrepreneurship space in the country, because we were so loud about what we're doing. We're doing short courses in marketing and entrepreneurship and book publishing. We're writing our own books. We're throwing our own conferences and seminars. We're getting entrepreneurs together. We're getting the entrepreneurship narrative out there. We're getting the ownership narrative out there, the leadership narrative out there. We're getting the thinking in abundance type of narrative out there, and saying we're billionaires under construction. Let's be billionaires. Let's be owners. Let's own our own things. And that has just been our narrative over the years. And having evolved as a business person gave us an opportunity to start Massive Metro, which was also on its own pioneering. This is after I'd lost my job at the SABC working for Metro FM. The entrepreneur that I am said I was not fired from the SABC because I lacked skills. I do believe in myself. I believe in my own brand. I believe I can go start my own radio station. I believe I can recruit people that can help me build my own business in the media space, which happened to become Massive Metro. I remember at the time, Thibaut Touch and Gareth Cliff were also starting their own platforms. And I would say we were pioneers in that space, and advertising agencies never understood us at the time. They never wanted to advertise with our internet radio stations. And we kind of felt the more of us there is online, the better. Myself, Gareth, and Thibaut Touch. And we used to go and pitch in these agencies together as a collective, because we were preaching the digital narrative so much that a lot of people didn't get it at the time. Well, thanks to COVID-19 and the lockdowns, it has sped up the process where everybody is now moving digital. And I'm also glad that I've been able to evolve with the times. Somebody who grew up with me as an artist or a musician many years ago has evolved into looking up to me today as an entrepreneur who has been preaching social entrepreneurship. Let's look out for our communities. Let's educate kids in schools. Let's turn people into entrepreneurs. Let's show people how to sell. Let's show people how to market. And all of those experiences and those skills I learned from the entertainment business, and I've evolved and I've gotten older. And I think my audience has grown with me all the way till today. People who used to love my music in high school when they were little kids or teenagers, they are now families. They're running their own families, and they still look up to how I do things today and what comes out of my mouth, because I've grown with them. You know, they did not outgrow me. My narrative and my subject matter has just grown, and it has evolved, and they continue to evolve with me. And why am I saying all of this and using myself as an example? I want to say the same thing to you yourself out there. You can't just be a stable entrepreneur or just an individual. You have to evolve with the times. You have to adapt. As times evolve, times move on, times change, evolve and adapt with the times. And, you know, keep on learning. You can never stop learning. You can never stop becoming better. You can never stop educating yourself, arming yourself with information, mixing with other guys that are doing great things. I mix a lot with Theo Batu. I mix with Legao Drip. I remember we used to mix a lot with the Yoko guys when they started. I mix with the likes of Abu Putlebu Kunguluza, Abu Thibaut Touch. I mix with other entrepreneurs, and that's my tribe. Those are the type of people that understand some of the challenges that I go through when I get to share it with them, and they get to share their own challenges as well, and I get to learn from there. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. You're going to be misunderstood by a lot of people. Even your own family members would probably not even understand you when you start embarking on this entrepreneurial journey. And even maybe your significant other as well. It can be a lonely journey at some point, but find your tribe. Find your tribes, your groups that you can follow on the internet, on social media platforms. Be with other people that are speaking the same language as you're speaking, that are walking the same journey that you're walking as well. Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself lonely, because it does get to be a very, very lonely journey at some point. And it's got its own challenges. Remember, there's nothing glamorous about entrepreneurship, but that's why you have to love it, because it's all about solving problems. A lot of the people that show you the beautiful cars and the success of entrepreneurship on the internet are people that are not showing you the other side of entrepreneurship. The other side of it is solving problems. The other side is when you're having your own startup company, you have everything when the company is still new. You are your own receptionist. You are the own salesperson. You are your own marketer. You are your own digital marketer. You're the CEO. You're your own driver. You're like of your own. You know what I mean? And that's how it starts. And for the longest of time, you're not going to make money. You're not going to get paid, because the dream is to keep feeding the vision. And when you feed the vision, at some point you start convincing other people to come on board your journey, to come and help you make this vision a reality. And as they continue to come on board to make it a reality, at some point they have to get paid, they have to make money. So you prioritize them. And that's what I want to share. Being entrepreneurial is a mindset. Have that mindset of being an entrepreneur. Live like an entrepreneur. Become a problem solver. Become a rise above. Become a strong person. When other people are crying, you are the one that is coming up with solutions on how to solve those problems. When people are not buying, they're saving, you are buying. When people are rather becoming safer, you'd rather be risking. Like, for instance, when you look at the market, most markets right now, they're very volatile. This is when people are buying, whether people are getting into cryptocurrencies or whether people are getting into real estate, they're acquiring more properties. It's the right time to buy right now. And some of the people that trade, they'll tell you that that's how you got to be. When people are going out, you have to be going in. When people are running away, you have to be running towards the storm. When people are finding a problem and they're complaining, you have to be coming up with solutions and solving those problems. And the money is a byproduct of that. Money you will always make when you solve these problems. But a skill that I've been encouraging people to learn over the past couple of years has been selling. You got to learn how to sell. You got to know how to sell. And it must just live within you. I mean, I like this from a lady in Mpumalanga, about to sis Isabel. And I was like, why don't you sell, let's collaborate and let's sell these blankets. And I posted something about these blankets, I think it was last week. I was not only a client supporting Black business, but I saw an opportunity to partner with her. I posted it once on my social media. On Sunday, she sold about 60 of these blankets. And this is at 1,000 rands. That's like 60,000 rands she's made from one sale. I'm just making you an example where I'm an entrepreneur. I see an opportunity even in these blankets. And instead of me being a consumer, being happy about saying to people, my blanket is beautiful, I'm seeing an opportunity to make money with her. For me, it's quick money. From somebody else can say, it's not a lot of money. So come on, why would you? I'm seeing an opportunity. You never know. It might just end up blowing up and everybody wants these blankets. And people are already starting to want these blankets. Why am I saying that? I'm saying that because that's the mindset every student who's watching right now should have. Be entrepreneurial, be a problem solver, understand it's going to be a lonely journey, it's going to challenge you, find your tribe and gravitate towards your tribe. It's going to be challenging, it's not going to be easy, you gotta keep going. You're going to be tempted to give up at some point, you're going to have to use your own money at some point, you're not going to have some money at some point. Rather sacrifice for your vision and go for it. There is no better time than right now. This is the best time ever, especially for all of you guys that are starting e-commerce businesses, for those that are starting real estate businesses, for those that have got awesome concepts of starting digital businesses. Your time is right now. Go for it. I support you. And I'm so proud of what you guys are doing, having invited me to come and do the keynote address. For me, it's more informal than formal. As a lot of you guys would know that I'm a very informal entrepreneur. And I choose to be that way. I choose to be that guy who's out on the ground, who's out in the streets with the people, who's out selling out there. It humbles me and it gets me in, or it keeps me in touch with the ordinary South Africans, whom are the masses of our consumers. And let's continue to grow the space. Let's continue to encourage more people to get into entrepreneurship. But let's not do businesses that are just boring. Let's be creative. Let's do great things. Let's change the world. And the people that are going to do that is you guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much, DJ Spoo, for, you know, sharing those insights. I think just in the interest of time, we do have, you know, just one quick question that we wanted to follow up with, because you spoke about, you know, that mentality that goes into it. It's not going to be easy. There's a lot of young people listening to this. And you spoke a lot about your upbringing. So the question is, in your own life, you know, what do you tell, you know, your kids or future kids, you know, about entrepreneurship? Because we often hear that, you know, the hard journey of an entrepreneur usually makes them discourage their own kids from getting into entrepreneurship, because you don't want your kids to, you know, suffer the way that you have or go through some of those challenges. You know, what do you say to that notion or to that thought?
I say encourage your kids as early as you can and as quick as you can, from as young as they can. They need to know how to make money. They need to know how to count money, because at some point you're not going to be around here very long for them. So they need to know how money operates. They need to know the system of how is it acquired, how do you make the money, and throw them into the field. I mean, I was in meetings with the great Dr. Patrice Motsepe. I was in meetings with him in the early hours of the morning in his house. When we were leaving, or maybe at midnight, you'll have another group of people driving in, only to have a 1 a.m. meeting while we've been with Patrice from early evening up my 7, 8, would meet with Dr. Patrice Motsepe until about my midnight. Nas Puma, there's a gang of people coming in to have meetings. Number one, Exane. Kropi was a young man at the time. He was a teenager. He used to go to Wits University, your institution. Kropi right now has just been assigned to become, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the chairman of Sundowns, right? Kropi grew up in front of our eyes, being around an entrepreneur who is in mining, who's conducting businesses overseas, who's traveling all over the world, engaging with other entrepreneurs. He grew up from that environment, and you can see that Ndata Patrice Motsepe, he groomed Kropi to become the entrepreneur that he's becoming. So it's a good thing to get your kids involved. There's nothing like middle Babesoft. Babesoft for who? Because at some point you're going to pass on, and you know how this world can be. This world is harsh. They got to learn how to hustle, bro.
Thank you so much for that, DJ Sbu. You heard the message. You need to teach the kids how to hustle. They need to get in, you know, on the ground floor. And he was just giving that example of Patrice Motsepe and, you know, the type of influence that he has, you know, from his own kids. So, you know, that's it on that end. Anything to add, DJ, before we let you go for the day?
As a closing, I just want to say, guys, we hustle hard. 8:13, Abumamo Fire, etc. And you guys right now have an opportunity to hustle smarter. There's a lot of money online. Money is a frequency. You just need to tune yourself onto that frequency and start gravitating with that similar energy as money is. Because money is ease, right? It's just about how do you get money. You don't have to work as hard, but you can work smart using the internet. How do you do that? That's totally up to you. I wish you guys all of the best. And let's meet at the top when we're discussing millions very soon.
We'll certainly be, you know, up for those meetings, meeting at the top. So that was us with DJ Sbu. He was our keynote speaker. Thank you so much to him for just, you know, sharing his insights and his thoughts, you know, around, you know, that particular issue. I think more than anything else, one of the big lessons that he's teaching is that you just need to get started. But more than anything else, entrepreneurship is a mindset. That's one of the things that he is talking about. Don't always look at or think about things from a consuming point of view. Find how to, you know, create those business models. He gave us the example of the lady who is selling the blankets, you know, and something might seem small, but over time you have some of those really big opportunities that are available.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream via www.vafm.co.za.